Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right,
on top.
It's tricky. It's the place. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right, on time. It's tricky. It's tricky. 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 It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right, on time. It's tricky. 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 I met this little girly. Her hair was kind of curly.
You ever want to start your own podcast?
Went to her house and bust her out.
I don't know. Leave her early. Like you and your friends.
Are there kids that have podcasts out there?
I'm sure.
Say that, no, like my school, I say there is somewhere.
There's some of my students have their own SoundCloud account. They rap on it.
Tanner, drop us some beats.
You know Tanner Macy?
Yes.
T Trippy. He has.
Yeah, I haven't been. I haven't been class.
He used to go to my school.
Yeah. We went to school with his mom.
So he does that rapping stuff, don't he?
Yeah, he raps.
Do you listen to it?
I was like one of them.
Was it any good?
It's like my group.
Rap's so different now than it was when I was your age.
Like the Wu-Tang Clan playing?
We were more in the Tupac, Notorious B.I.G. stage. Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Doggy Dogg.
And now you got like Future.
Like Drake.
Well, Drake's not.
Drake's not new-ish.
Yeah, he's
not rap.
He's got the same formula as those guys did. Now this whining, mumbling shit,
like,
I can't do it.
Like Kodak Black and
Fetty.
I'm fucking that bitches.
Can't get down with it. You listen to something. You like some rap that's new.
Nah, I like Riff Raff.
That's the white guy.
That's him.
Okay. I'm just not.
Yeah, some of the new stuff. I'll listen to it in the car. Me and Tabor on the way here, we did half hip hop and then half Octane.
I don't like Octane.
No. I like some stuff on it. But if it's like screaming, I don't like it.
It's
good for your soul.
I will listen to it. I've said this before when I'm running or working out, but I just can't be in the car on a nice, pretty day screaming or yelling, really.
That's because you're a wuss.
Spectrum. I started listening to Spectrum.
What's that?
I don't know. It's got like some blends of older and newer artists, but it's kind of alternative-ish indie, I guess you would say.
Here's something Tabor wouldn't know about.
What?
Like making your own CD.
Oh,
like
yes.
A mixtape?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mixtape. But
Or even back when it was cassettes and you had like the dual tape deck, you play one and hit record on the other.
Is that where like you're on the radio and then you heard your favorite song, so you record?
You could do that, or you would like have the original. You know, you'd have your Dr. Dre, the Chronic, in one.
I found that Anna's the other day.
Then you'd have a blank one. You'd have a blank one, and so you'd play it, and then you'd hit record on the other. So it would be playing. You couldn't stop it if you wanted to record all the way through. So you just record it like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now you with the Spotify's.
I was
going to
say
Pandora's.
They have Spotify playlists.
Yeah, I have Spotify and just make my own playlist.
You just make that's their version.
That's crazy.
It takes real skill to do it.
It's so like gratifying, instantly gratifying to have. Yeah. I want to listen. I mean, that's the advertisement for Spotify. Want to hear this song right now? And that's what gets you to pay $9.99 a month. Is you can listen to any song you want right when you want to. Whereas, shoot. Back in the day.
Listen.
Couldn't do that.
I used to record music videos to the VCR.
Shut up. Did you really?
Hell yeah, you didn't?
No.
Yeah, back when MTV actually had music videos.
I don't think I did.
And then you would hope your songs would come on TRL when you got home from school.
Yeah. I didn't watch a lot of TRL.
What's TRL?
Total Request Live.
So it was
on
TV.
It's like all the hot videos that people would request them.
Daly.
Carson Daly, yeah. God, we're old as shit.
Yes, we are.
Taylor will be 16 in March.
Yeah.
Like, what would be a popular show for kids today? Or does everyone
do
just
kids watch TV? Or you I think they just Netflix, Netflix YouTube.
Binge. The only time I watch TV is either just like Street Outlaws or like shows like that. But there's not like a show that people watch.
It's not like, hey, did you watch that episode of blank last
it's
night?
It's like The Walking Dead and like
okay.
shows kind of like that, not just like. I don't know how to explain
it. Not like sitcoms on Thursday. Yeah.
I think they like just binge. And, like everybody just binges on something.
Yeah, you basically just get on Netflix and just watch it five seasons, like 3 days.
Yeah. Abby knows about that life.
I have addiction problems. I haven't done it in a while. Get off me.
What are you doing?
That's hot. I'm trying to cool that off. Cool. All right, Tabor. What do you call, how would you pronounce the box that you put ice in, and then you put drinks in, and you like carry it to the lake or to a game? What do you call that?
Like a cooler.
Oh, what about that?
I say cooler.
Cooler. That's cool, man. That's cool.
Do you say idea or ideal?
Well, those are two different parts of speech.
you're talking to an English teacher here, okay? She's gonna be.
It's idea, but I do know someone, and everything. I think the common conception or misconception. Is that if you use ideal, it sounds fancier, therefore you should use it more often, but you're wrong.
My dad just says, that's a cool ideal.
Ideal?
It's an idea.
It's idea. It's an idea. It's idea.
All right. Parts of speech.
Parts of speech. Check.
We're going to diagram some sentences, so guys sit tight.
Oh, God, I would love that. Do you diagram sentences in school? Like you make lines and you put like the nouns on this side, the subject and the predicate? No.
We did that like a while back.
Third grade.
Oh, my God. I love it. Anymore. It's my favorite. You don't have enough Stacey Evans in your life up at Round County.
Do we have any of the same teachers? Did you say you have Miss Plank?
Miss Plank.
We have Miss Plank.
I'm trying to think of like older teachers. Mr. Walters.
No, older teachers.
Mr. Oh, Stevie!
I'm not old, but I've just been there for a while.
Okay, Teresa Plank. We used to know where she parked. And I remember sitting at the breakfast table. She was pregnant the year we had her. And we would sit at our breakfast table and we would like watch and wait for her. And we would know like if she wouldn't.
She's going to be absent.
She's going to be absent. Or she had like morning sickness and she couldn't be there for our
class. Like, honestly, like once a week, she's not there.
She has like, doesn't she have, how many kids she got? Those kids, man.
Probably got kids your age.
One graduated last year.
Oh,
God, we're old. I mean, she was just pregnant with, and then we had Mr. Walters.
Uh-huh. Miss O'Brien.
The Spanish teacher?
Senor O'Brien! Yes!
Damn.
Ojos.
The memories.
Well, Tammy Collins is still there.
Yeah, she's there. Yeah, I don't have her, though.
But her room got moved to...
Miss Hicks's room, right?
Yep, Miss Hicks.
We used to have some crazy fake wrestling matches right there in that room.
You'll have to ask her. So she was telling stories of my brother at Christmas. He broke some mercury... Or broke some thermometers and played with the mercury, made a mercury ball. Is that a thing?
He said it was. Acted like it was.
Almost burnt.
I think people used to do that.
Like burnt the lab down.
That's when they're making fireworks.
That was good. Who else would still be there? I don't know. English teachers. I don't know anybody anymore.
No, they're all new.
Yeah.
Miss Piercy, Miss Trinary or something.
We know Miss Ellett. Well, she's Miss Johnson. We know her. She's on maternity leave.
Yeah,
I
know her.
That's Lindsay. We went to school with her brother, but it's crazy, Gary. Hush. Wow, is front hall and back hall still a thing?
It's not like mom said. Like when it was like groups,
a class divided.
Yeah, like basically you're, rednecks and like the other kids.
Yeah,
but it's not like that. It's just rednecks stand by like. The class for the rednecks. I don't think it's like agriculture
there's a class.
Like,
yeah,
that's what all.
Are you gonna take any agriculture class?
I took one last year and I got mad, so I didn't take it again.
Oh,
ag is really popular at our. We have like a whole department.
I guess you're gonna be a farmer.
No, it's like kids who aren't. I mean, gonna be farmers, but they all take it because there's all these scholarships and stuff involved. Old girl in there's gonna take it.
What, Charlie?
Yes.
Learn the FFA creed.
Yes, they have to memorize the FFA creed.
Learn the whole thing.
It's like a paragraph or
Are
something.
Are you in the FFA?
No, I just had to remember the creed.
Man, why are you going to try to memorize something for a club you ain't even in?
I had to get it. If I got an A, it was like there's five paragraphs of it. If you remember one, it was like an F, 2, D, 3, C.
So you memorized the whole thing?
Yeah.
Nice.
I can't tell you a word from it now, though.
Wow.
That's Uncle Gary can do stuff like that.
You have to call me Uncle Gary. That makes me sound old as hell.
Uncle Joey. Uncle Gary.
Well, Uncle Joey's older than hell.
I love it.
I want to be Tabor's Uncle Joey, though.
Who's Uncle Joey?
Don't.
I'll explain it to you later.
It's okay. A comedian.
His name is Joey Diaz. He's a comedian.
He's a little unconventional, to say the least.
We probably have some similarities in our uncling styles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Last week we told the story. Was that embarrassing when you heard us telling about wiping that ass?
No, I mean, I didn't remember it. So.
That's true. That's true. Like, it's developing.
Like we had it on video.
Right. Wow.
We're going to watch some fights tonight. We're probably going to do another podcast. We'll have Tabor in on that after that. Well, you won't be involved. But
why won't I?
There's not enough room.
I'll cut.
What?
I'm going to pull a Charlie and feel left out. Charlie feels super left out right now.
She does. But she's so jealous.
Absolutely. She does not like to share her parents at all.
What? So you were the only kid for
9 years.
Yeah.
9 years and 4 months and 2 days.
Then Charlie came. And now your little brother's here. Like all that. You got the good years, though.
You did.
No, Charlie, I don't know how it was when Charlie came, but with like my parents, I was the only kid for 9 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Charlie's 8. You're 15. Do the math. You're 7.
Yeah.
God, you're 7. That's crazy.
Most bold motherfucker. I tell you what.
Me?
Yeah, you.
I was.
Yep.
Well, at least you can realize that.
I mean, I rode dirt bikes back the hallway.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God, that'd be great.
Let's get a dirt bike and ride in the house right now.
No, I about wanted to throw that. Charlie had a scooter and she'd ride through the house. I wanted to throw that thing outside.
You can do any tricks on those little Razor scooters?
No.
People do tricks on those?
I guess.
You say you could.
Jump and spin them around. And it's like a more stable skateboard.
Our neighbor has one of those, but he has a motor on it.
Yeah, he crouches down on it.
Yeah, and he's my height, and
yeah, what
he's a little older.
I guess it'd be fun.
I don't know if like you built it yourself, that'd be pretty cool to have. Mm-hmm. Like, I built this. I don't know.
Weren't you into building radio type stuff? Are you still into that?
No, I just like took a class in like 6th grade for it. I built my own like radio thing.
Could you do it now?
I don't know. It was just on a piece of paper, and you just had to follow it. It was really easy.
Like engineering, did you have to take engineering classes? That was a big thing, like a big push a few years ago.
I got like plastics and stuff like that, where you got to make your own plastic items.
Mm-hmm.
And then stuff like that.
Like you could, I don't know, they had several.
Is this mine?
That's your soap. Sorry, I broke it.
You did break it. Thanks.
I couldn't help it. I was nervous. Fidgeting. Oh, I'm kidding.
Just snap it.
I found it under the couch. I found a lot of things under the couch when I was sweeping. Mostly water bottles, empty water bottles.
Yeah.
Which supports my...
We need to get a water jug.
Cooler.
Cooler.
Cooler. I don't know where we're going to put it.
Me and Taylor were talking about protein all the way up here.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Abby drinks protein shakes.
I do.
Is that PB2? Does it have real peanut butter in it?
Or
is it just flavored?
I think it probably does have real peanut butter in it.
Because somebody in this room...
Just say it doesn't.
Has a little vajayjay and has...
No. You can't allergies. Say that about people with peanut allergies. You can't. Like, that's a legitimate thing.
How does that make him?
I mean, well, we're going to talk to him about.
We're going to get him seven. We're going to start him with 2 peanuts a day.
No.
And just build up his tolerance.
That. No, like, when I'm. If my mom hears this, she'll get mad. But, like, at school, my friend Chandler, he always brings peanuts, and I trade him stuff so I can eat peanuts. So I'll eat them at the house.
But you're not deathly ill.
When you go into anaphylactic shock,
he never had to. You used to eat the shit out of Reese cups.
I still do.
That's probably not even real peanut butter, y'all.
What?
Didn't have like.
No, I saw them make them. They'd bring like 3 tons of peanuts and they crush them.
Did you see them make peanut butter?
Facebook video. Duh.
God, you're so boring. You watch peanut butter things.
I like to know what goes in my body. And I put my fair share of those tasty.
Those people are like researching like organic food gear. I got to know what's going in with my peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
Gotta know. Oh, like, don't watch the gummy bear video. You will vomit.
Don't watch chicken nuggets either.
Oh,
gummy bear. I saw Tyson do a thing about chicken, like a response to the chicken nugget thing.
Ooh, I'd like to use that in class.
Yeah. They're like, it's not what you think it is.
Remember when high fructose corn syrup, they had dueling ads at one point?
God.
Don't we start?
Everything's got high fructose corn
syrup. Okay, so gummy bears, I read, like, I had this little sample article. My kids were reading about it, like a research paper. And I get on Facebook and somebody posted, like, a backwards video of how gummy bears were made.
I feel like it's just syrup they pour into a thing.
Hell no. It's animal product.
Oh, really?
It's animal. It's God, what's the name?
Chicken Peters.
Gelatin comes from
animal fat.
Like the skin, the horse hooves and pig hooves. God,
that's some tasty stuff.
I know, but it's gross. So, like, it went backwards and started somebody, like, eating the gummy bear. And it at the point where they were pulling pigs up out of this vat of liquid, I was like, I'm done. And slaughtering them. Oh,
I'd eat a pound right now.
Oh, my God. It was so disgusting.
Makes no difference to me. Does that bother you?
That video does not faze me.
The video bothered me. The meat, like looking at someone.
You trying to go vegan?
No, absolutely not. Pull the skin off the meat, like the. Oh, it was gross.
Mm.
It was disgusting. I couldn't do it. Like, I could not do that for my job. Ever. I told you.
Well, Tabor eats like six things in life, so if he found like some bad stuff about it.
What, a baked potato.
Spaghetti with no sauce.
8.6.
I was talking. I pointed out Pablo's Fresh Mix in Mount Sterling, Kentucky. One of the best
it is
local.
Delicious.
Just good burrito joints.
I could eat there every night.
And this little effer says, I don't like Mexican food.
Oh, my
How
God.
How the fuck you don't like Mexican? It's meat and cheese.
She eats Mexican. Charlie will even eat, like, meat and, like, nachos. Granted, it's only cheese and tortilla chips.
I go to the Mexican place. I eat the chips that they give you at the very beginning.
Like, you wouldn't get cheese melted on it?
No. It's basically what those chips you're eating. I just eat those at the restaurant.
Oh, man.
Your mom raised you completely wrong. I need about 6 months to reprogram you.
Reprogram.
I'm telling you. Amy Thomas, gosh damn. Like, is your dad a picky eater?
You can't
eater?
Say anything.
No, I mean,
shut your mouth.
She's picky.
She's Mexican, so I'm one up on Amy.
He's not picky. He used to be like every, when he went away, he ate a lot more stuff, like when he came back. Like meatloaf and ketchup and mustard and like.
He didn't eat ketchup and mustard before.
I had never eaten meatloaf until I ate your mom's meatloaf.
Really?
I'd never eaten it. My mom never made meatloaf.
Oh, listen.
He gets plain cheeseburgers like mine, just cheese only.
Oh, gosh, you guys. Those warm pickles are the best.
I can't stand the smell of pickles. Like,
oh, my gosh. You can now buy, like, cans of pickle juice that you can drink.
I used to drink pickle juice.
It's supposed to be something for muscle recovery, isn't it?
I don't know.
Swear, I'm Googling that while you all talk. I know that's a thing. Pickle juice.
Christmas just passed.
Here are his wonderful segues, if you don't notice. It was randomly
When there's like a pause, I just move on. Did you want to retort something?
I don't know. You could like transition from that. Speaking of pickle juice. Christmas.
Speaking of pickle juice. How about that Christmas season?
Do you get what you want for Christmas, Tabe?
Yeah.
Do you hear Charlie laughing?
Daughter laughing there.
I thought she was crying for a second.
No, she's there.
It's literally the same sound.
Yeah. Glued to her iPad. So you got some earbuds.
Earbuds.
Wireless earbuds?
Yeah.
Like Bluetooth?
They're Beats, like Power Beats.
Do they, like...
They go in your ear? Like,
yeah, they wrap around them. And
yeah.
Then,
yeah.
And then I got this, like, little drone thing. It's, like, it's real small. Like, it's probably inch by inch. Has four little helicopters. So Nana's camera's at my house. So I stole her SIMS card out of it. Or SIM, not SIMS, SIM card out of it. And plugged it into mine. And it takes like videos and stuff. So I was like amazed by how well
it
works.
You already broke it, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, we bought two because we knew this problem was going to happen.
And where'd you get it?
Like I don't know. My dad, he buys like stupid stuff. Like,
I love that. No, I love stuff like that. It's fun. That's, I think that's
but most of the stuff we don't even use. Like he bought like a tiny camera and we... I don't even know where it's at. We don't use it.
Like a GoPro?
No, it's just like real small. Like, I don't know why we buy stuff like that.
That's fun, though.
Yeah.
He buys like...
That's a dad thing. Dads have to buy those things.
He bought flashlights because they said J5 on them. He bought like four of them and they all broke.
And then I guess... See, when you're younger, and even you're starting to realize that now, I just feel like you got so much more for Christmas.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean... Even this year at Nana's, I used to get all the presents. Now I just get...
Yeah, now you get an envelope.
Smokey and the Bandit and envelopes.
Have you watched it yet?
No.
It's good.
I need to.
It's a classic.
It. Oh, we don't have... Never mind.
We don't have a DVD player.
You can sit in Charlie's bedroom and watch it. That's our only DVD player.
I mean... Yeah, with Netflix and everything, who needs a DVD player?
Obscene amounts of DVDs.
Yeah.
I'm just praying somebody, like, they become vintage or something.
Well, they're all scratched and nasty, so.
I don't know.
I got a Wheeler Walker Jr. t-shirt. You ever listen to him, Tabor?
Hmm.
Don't do it yet.
Don't.
You're 18.
Why do you ask people and then tell them not to listen to it?
I don't tell them not to. Like, I'll totally play it right now, but it's, I don't want people to think I'm a bad influence.
Well, you are, so I don't know why. Sometimes his conscience comes out.
We listened to it on like Louisville yesterday, me and Nick.
Oh my gosh.
He never heard of it.
What did he think? Does he think you're an awful person?
How can you be an awful person? It's funny. It's good just, country
you're
music.
So awkward to listen.
Got beer trimmers. I got.
Did I do good?
Floor mats.
And your Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm. You did good. Yep. What'd you get?
I got a yoga mat.
Mm-hmm.
Salt lamp, Himalayan salt lamp. I'm feeling healthier and
what's
happier.
The salt lamp?
It's a block of salt that just heats up.
Himalayan salt has like produces ions that kind of neutralize the air from all your
negativity,
bad ions,
some
like from
shit.
I don't know.
But if you're looking to get some Himalayan salt, by all means, go to Onnit.com. Enter promo code BluegrassMMA, save 10%. That's Onnit.com.
I also got a diffuser for my essential oils.
I got you some essential oils.
But I'm not allowed to run the diffuser because somebody in here is really sensitive to smell. And he says it smells bad and gives him a really bad headache. I also got some new shoes.
Uh-huh. Got you a shirt.
Oh, yeah, I got a Kentucky shirt. I love my shoplifters.
You got a hoodie, right?
That's not the right hoodies.
I got some shirts and some shorts. So, yeah, it was a good Christmas. New Year's is upon us. Mm-hmm. Are you making any resolutions for the 017?
No. Probably like.
What, are you going to a New Year's Eve party?
He's hosting one. That's kind of bullshit this.
What?
We'll be dropping by.
Yeah, we will. We're in Moorhead. By. Don't worry.
All right.
Okay. I'm driving over. We're crashing.
Mm-hmm. Hand check.
Wow. We just went to like the local church somewhere. And no, that was Super Bowl parties. Never mind. Scratch that. We did not do New Year's Eve at church.
We went to the Myerses. Where we went.
Oh my God. I totally forgot about that. That was New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
I don't even remember. What year?
Of course you don't. I don't know.
Why don't I remember
things?
The fuck
am I supposed to have it wrote down?
I don't know. I just don't remember.
All right.
I swear.
So no resolution? You're trying to. Oh, you're lifting weights for football. You're trying to get bigger?
Yeah, but I've already been doing that, so it's not
going
to
read more books.
I do that. He's
shaking his head no.
What about listen to books?
I can do that. Like, whenever, like, we do chapters, and every other chapter we read out loud, and then the other chapters we read silently. The ones we read silently, I can't pay attention to, but when we read out loud, I can actually pay attention to it.
That's how I am. I'm not a reader, but I can soak in.
So get you an Audible account.
Audibletrial.com/BluegrassMMA. One free audiobook and 30 free day service.
If anybody wants Hillbilly Elegy, Audible, let me know. And if
you got to get Audible first, though.
You have to have Audible. Or I can send it to you in a text. And if it's your first Audible book.
You can use my code.
It's free. Mm-hmm.
You can cancel it anytime. It's $15 a month. It's about 25% off the normal cost of a book.
Have you read This Gift of Fear?
No, not yet.
Did you download it?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
Is it?
I don't like it.
Gina recommended it.
What's scary?
Did you get a book on your phone?
Yeah.
We got all kinds of books on our phone.
Yeah, these are all of our books.
We get a book every month.
I can't get into books.
You got to listen to them.
You do.
You listen to podcasts?
Yeah.
Same thing. It's just like listening
to
my talk.
Well, I know what Tabor watches that we can talk about.
What?
Hodge Twins.
I watch Hodge Twins.
I don't watch them work out. I watch their videos where like.
Like Ask Hodge Twins? Like when I ask them questions?
It's like they reply to videos. Like they're news. It's kind of news,
yeah.
But they react to it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. See, I want one. I want their wives.
You want their wives to do what?
To make a reaction video. I want them to watch their husbands. And then I want them to comment. Because you know they won't get by with that nonsense with their wives watching.
I mean, that's what they do for a living. So you got to think their wives have watched them a little bit, right?
Sure.
Talk about getting cream pie dolls.
Yes!
I have sweet sugar walls.
Yeah, I mean, you know their wives are just absolutely
Abby doesn't
roast
like because they yell.
I don't. They don't need to scream. If they just talk, they are funny. Like, their chemistry is funny because they're, like, I did get tickled. watching them because the,
yeah,
I don't know, just that brotherly.
I watch them about every
banter.
Day.
I used to watch them like on the daily, but now I don't watch them.
They produce so many videos a day.
It's like
they
three.
Got, they got three different channels. So what's your go to YouTube channels?
I have phases.
All right. So what's the current phase?
I'll have a go to.
You hit the YouTube right now. What you looking at?
I got on my recommended. I probably start off with like a football video.
All right.
And then I go through the suggested. I'll show you.
All right. Whip out them suggested videos. I can't go by my suggested videos because my daughter gets on there. So it's like Brittaley,
Maddie B,
Minecraft bullshit.
Okay. So there's this YouTuber named Rice Gum. Whenever he.
Uploads, I like Rice Gum.
That's like. Yep. Well, he doesn't upload as often. Oh, Life According to Jimmy. He's like, I go to him.
Life According to Jimmy.
He makes skits and he's hilarious.
No.
Joe, what's my guy that I watch on? Used to be on Vine. Joe May.
Joey Salads.
No.
Joey Salads.
That's a
prank guy, right?
Yeah.
Joe May is hilarious, and he does skits. I love skit comedy.
Roscom's diss tracks are.
Yeah.
He's funny.
He's hilarious.
What does he do?
He used to like.
It's like a Call of Duty gamer. I think yeah, he played Call of Duty.
He plays games, but not on his like channel thing.
That's how he started.
Yeah,
was like he was a streamer.
So, do you watch people play video games?
Do you watch Twitch at all?
Sometimes if they're funny, I watch them play, but I don't watch them play just to be watching.
Just to watch the game.
Save the princess.
Yeah, I watch them, not the game.
Yeah, I think that's how a lot of it is.
I can't.
Like I got my go-to probably three guys. Remarkable Me, who listens to this podcast on occasion.
Really?
Yeah.
Hi, Remarkable Me.
He's killing it. He's doing such a good job.
We'll tag him in this.
Well, yeah. Summit 1G. He's probably.
That's who you.
That's how I said Cindy last night. Yeah. And then Lyric. Those three. Probably Remarkable. I've watched the most.
You need a cooler name.
I need a cooler name.
Like a one word Lyric Summit.
I use my gaming name.
What's your gaming name?
Bizzle.
Stop. Oh, my God. I'm embarrassed for you.
Bizzle? Yeah. It's a long story how it got to that.
It's a little cringy.
Yeah.
That's what everybody called me.
Bizzle?
Started out Short Bus. Then it was Shorty B. Then it was just Bizzle.
I was here when it was Shorty B.
Yeah.
Like I played with you.
God, I can't. That's obscene.
How do you create a good online name?
I just made one. Obscene.
Observe?
I don't know what. I made a YouTube channel. I don't even use it.
You have a YouTube channel?
I mean, you have to make one to like.
Yeah. You haven't uploaded anything? What's your YouTube channel?
I made one called Original Nugget.
I love
That's
it.
That's pretty good, yeah.
I like that. I have a kid I called Nugget. Because he wore a shirt that had a chicken nugget.
So are there people that you go to school with that want to be YouTubers or
yeah,
streamers? Guess, yeah, and stuff?
Legitimately, it's a thing.
It's like Kanan Davey. He's good. I don't know if he's like pro, but he might. I don't know. But he has his own YouTube channel. He does, like, challenges on Call of Duty. It's pretty sweet.
You get a lot of people watching?
What's a challenge?
I don't know. He's, like...
Maybe like, trick shots and stupid shit like that. I can't do... Do you play Call of Duty?
I used to, but now they suck.
Yeah, I never did play it. I'm more of, like, an open world.
I got Skyrim Remastered.
That's exactly like that kind of game.
That's what I've been playing recently.
Minus the magic bullshit. Zombies are more realistic than magic is to me. On the scale of absurdness, I'd go with the zombie apocalypse.
Zombies are more realistic. Yeah. Apparently, that can be a thing. The what? Zombie gene. I don't know. I read two research papers about it. Sorry.
It's coming.
Well, they explain like how it could. They did research papers on how it could legitimately happen, but it's.
We would be so screwed in a zombie apocalypse.
We have zero skill.
I watched a video on like if a real life zombie apocalypse happened, and everyone would like die in like 14 days because like flies would eat them and like maggots would eat them away and stuff like that.
That's nasty.
Would eat the living?
No, like okay, so you know zombies basically like rotten.
Uh-huh.
All like maggots and stuff will be in them, so they eat away at it until it basically dies.
Oh. I'm so hitting up 3C like trail.
It'll only be like a 2 to 3 week process.
Why 3C trail?
It's on a hill.
It's on a hill.
On a hill.
We're going.
Not a lot of people.
Not a lot of people.
Plenty of cows to slaughter.
Yeah.
Get milk from.
Go up to that house behind your mom's up Ken's.
Yeah.
See them coming. Just
pop shots at them.
Bam. But we gotta get some supplies first.
Before
we get up there.
We'll get Tabor.
Mm-hmm.
Start shooting them.
I got an AR.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Have you shot a gun?
Yeah.
I've never shot a gun before.
I got some if you want to shoot. I got a little pistol that you probably shoot. It's like a .22.
Have you shot a gun?
Uh-huh. I used to carry a gun.
That is freaking terrifying.
Yeah, remember that?
Barely. A little bit. I've never shot a gun. I'm kind of nervous. What should I shoot a like a little pistol first, or should I do like a rifle?
We'll take you up to my papaw's. We'll get the 30-06 out.
What's that?
It's a deer rifle.
Yeah, it's a rifle.
I don't want anything that's going to kick and like bruise me.
Okay, I'll bring my little 22 pistol up to Nana's one time, and you can just shoot. In
Charlie can't come.
Why?
It's not loud. It's just like.
Beep. I just don't want her to. Be, I don't know. I'm not ready. Accidents happen.
You little motherfucker. Shoot her in the kneecap.
No, oh my God. I didn't mean like I was going to shoot. I just, oh my God.
If you shot a gun, you'd have to recite Samuel L. Jackson's Bible verse.
Off Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
Have you seen Pulp Fiction? Oh, we got to get you a list of movies you have to watch before you turn 18. Pulp Fiction.
Man, if mom knew all the movies I watched.
Were you on restriction? Like what?
No,
you?
Oh, hell.
I never was. We were watching Freddy Krueger in first grade.
I mean, she never watched him with me, so that was one thing.
I watched Step Brothers when it first came out.
Oh my gosh, my brother and I once, I mean, I was grown, an adult, watched Step Brothers at mom and dad's. I don't know why we were both there together. And I got like embarrassed when mom was like walking through the house. Dustin and I were like looking at each other.
No, I watched it when I was too young to realize anything that was going on.
Ah,
that's great.
But then now,
the humor was just over your head.
Like, I was just like, what is that supposed to mean? Like,
how old would you have been
when Step Brothers came out?
Yeah. I was in first or second grade.
like oh Charlie watching.
My uncle Kyler took me to go watch it.
Oh, you're at the movies.
You got, yeah, you got some positive nice. Influences in your life.
Nice. Shoot. That's funny.
Yeah, we watched.
Have you ever snuck and watched something?
No. Porn.
Oh, my God. The 99-cent fiasco you blamed on your dad.
I mean, listen, I think it was him.
Wait, what?
Oh, Gary, the bill came in and there was some 99-cent charges.
You get Playboy Channel for like 99 cents.
They were running a special and Nana straight up approached Gary about it. He blamed it on Pat.
He never denied it either.
That's awful.
I should have took one for the team.
I don't think I watched anything I wasn't supposed to. I mean, I don't think I was ever told not to watch something. Ever.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
There wasn't anything I was like, don't watch that.
Like, I know my friends were not allowed to watch The Simpsons. I had friends who weren't allowed to watch Roseanne.
Roseanne.
We watched that as a family together. Charlie's been watching Roseanne with me, and she loves it. It's hilarious.
Going back and watching older... First thing, one realization when you watch older movies, even like from the late 80s, early 90s, mm-hmm. early 90s, they all smoke so much.
Everybody smokes.
Everybody's smoking cigarettes.
Crazy.
And just like the racial references.
I told you we watched the derogatory comments. We were watching like Monster Squad and I was so pumped to watch it with Charlie and Adventures in Babysitting. And the first thing was some
faggot
or it was like some slur. and it's like PG. And I was like, oh my God. Like I look over at her.
It should be PG.
Mm-hmm. No, oh, don't. Do not. Shut that down now.
I watched at work, me and my boss watched Blazing Saddles.
Oh, I've not watched that in
oh,
years.
Oh, my God. It is so, you couldn't make that movie right now.
Uh-huh.
Unless you're like Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah. What's a, I don't know.
Delivered your bathroom. We got a new scale. I'm so excited about that.
I'm so adult. I'm not weighing in on that mother today. I'll do that tomorrow.
I weigh myself. I don't know what. This doesn't make any sense. I had to weigh myself when I went to the dentist.
Why?
Wait, said, were you getting
maybe
anesthesia?
It's for anesthesia, probably.
No, I didn't.
They didn't put you under?
They numbed me.
They didn't? You didn't?
I was awake when they did the root canal.
Oh, did it hurt?
Oh, we just had a root canal. Yeah.
Did it hurt afterwards?
No, because I had numb. I was drooling. Like, I was getting upset because I didn't eat anything like all day.
So how long did it take for you to, like that was what, Monday? Tuesday?
Tuesday, 2 days ago. I think.
So, but can you eat normal now?
Yeah. I just have to watch what I eat on my right side of my mouth.
What'd you eat the day after? Mashed potatoes?
Well, that day, I don't know why, I was like so hungry. I just made everything. Like, I made crescent rolls, mac and cheese.
Everything
stuff that doesn't
soft.
Go together. Just, like, I just ate
crescent rolls and mac and cheese go together.
Absolutely.
I mean, I ate mashed potatoes from Lee's.
That's what I lived on after I got my wisdom tooth pulled this
That's
summer.
That's all I eat. Like, every time I have dental stuff going on, I just go up to Lee's and get like the large mashed potatoes. I don't know what it's like a pint or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
I could drink the gravy there. I know that's disgusting.
You get gravy on yours?
No,
I don't love it. I can eat till I get sick.
I like sausage gravy, but I don't like.
You're not, brown gravy?
Yeah, I can't do brown gravy.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. Maybe your palate's wrong. Mm-mm. You ever thought about that shit?
Never.
I don't think you have taste buds.
I do.
She will literally eat anything, Tamara.
I kind of wish I didn't have taste buds sometimes, but then I'm like, I'll miss all the good foods.
You already miss all the good foods. What the hell are you talking about? I mean,
you do too.
Like what? What's a good food that I miss out on?
Hang on.
I don't like tomatoes.
They're good.
I don't like this.
Shrimp. Not. You don't eat shrimp.
I ate shrimp yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah. Fried shrimp at Roosters.
Oh, not fried. Grilled.
I don't want grilled or raw. I mean, you can't make exceptions here. I eat
if
shrimp.
If you eat steak, do you eat it well done? Like crazy well done?
I mean, medium well or real done.
Yeah,
Gary eats it medium burnt.
Well. I do not. I eat it medium well.
When you cook it here at the house, I bought him a
food thermometer.
A food thermometer for Christmas because he gets so paranoid about the freaking food temperature. Afraid I'm going to poison him. That is not how you're going out. I just want you to know. I would not let it be that civil.
Going out the hands of an angry husband.
You would. Not happening.
You got some questions?
Yeah, I'll get my questions out. We're going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Hey, so I was going to ask you to plan my lesson on, because you're a sophomore. I teach sophomores. What should I do? First day back, coming off break. I have to work on Monday, which you don't, jerk. So what should I teach them?
Wait, what would you do if she was your teacher?
See, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I'd slip and say Aunt Abby or Abby.
Yeah.
And then everybody look at me like weird. Because I remember, like, I used to have people that, like, their parents were... Like younger, like elementary school.
See, I don't think I want.
They call like mom, and like I just felt weird.
I don't want Charlie to be in my class.
I felt uncomfortable.
For that reason.
Hell betcha!
No.
Just.
All right, I teach writing. I'm going to teach start argument. Should we start writing?
Just
start arguing.
Debating.
Just start right off the jump.
I don't know what
abortion.
To make them.
That's the topic you start
with. Just say who here votes for Donald Trump, who here.
Oh, God, no.
And then you'll have like.
Oh, it'd be a riot.
Basically, the white kids. And the versus the black kids.
We just have we're pretty predominantly, we don't have a ton of minorities at our school.
Fair.
I saw the best infographic. I sent it to you. It said college campuses give kids safe spaces because their candidate didn't win the election. In grade school, we watched a damn shuttle crash and fall to the ground.
We
didn't
first
get to
graders.
Leave school.
We were first graders.
We did. We watched that stuff. It just blow up in the air. Like, oh,
but
wow.
You didn't know what was happening.
When I was in fifth grade, my teacher told me about that. She said, they lied to the kids, said it was a star.
Yeah.
And they went back inside.
Star's ass. That son of a bitch blew up.
That's messed up.
Sally Ride.
I think
that was her name.
Okay. Which ones did you like, Gary? The 26 thought provoking or the other one?
We'll take turns.
Okay. Hang on. I got to get this up.
Did you know you were going to be questioned?
I don't know.
We're going to answer them too, though.
12 questions to ask your teenager.
Yeah, my teenager.
I don't look forward to Charlie being a teenager. I already don't like her right now. It's really hard for me.
I feel like she'll like cry because she thinks she has nothing to wear.
And she has full
clothes.
Oh my God.
Full clothes.
You don't even know. All right, I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Well, hold on. I got to close this ad.
I'm getting ready to go because you're...
All right, okay. If you and I could spend $100 today, not buying anything, just spending it on food and entertainment, what would we do? $100.
Like, can I go anywhere or just like
anything,
yeah. Right here?
Like, no, me and you, $100 budget.
Let's see.
Food or entertainment?
Food or entertainment?
Yeah, we can't buy stuff, but we can buy food or like go to the movies or something.
I don't
want to
get too much.
Go to Monkey Joe's.
I'll go to one of those places where like there's a ball pit and just jump in it for days.
I went to the Chuck E. Cheese. Zone. They still have those. Sky Zone has one, don't they?
Yeah, but it's I was a little too old.
Hey, did you get stuck in the styrofoam pit?
Taylor did. Not like stuck stuff, but it took them like 2 minutes to get out.
Garrett. Where do we eat? So we go anywhere to eat. What's your, like
Applebee's?
Jesus Christ, this kid has no taste. Next! Applebee's. What do you eat at Applebee's?
Thinking,
chicken tenders and fries?
No, I eat steak.
Oh.
I'm just thinking like...
That's the worst place to get steak!
I'm just thinking around here.
Well, think big picture. We go anywhere in the world.
Thornies in Myrtle Beach.
Thornies?
It's like a local place, and it's like steak, and it's the best steak I've ever eaten in my life.
Mm.
Have you had a Cattleman steak?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Malone steak?
Lexingtonian salad, that's all I want.
Yeah, that's not this little sumbitch going to eat a salad.
I can eat carrots with ranch.
Carrots with ranch?
Yeah.
You're diverse.
All right. If you could change one rule or guideline in your home, either that your mom or dad or Nana give you, what rule would you change?
Mom's rule were like, she's trying to make me get off my phone for like an hour. But she'll be like on hers, looking at her phone, telling me to get off mine. I'm like, Mom, you're so hypocritical. She's like, don't talk back to me. Like, it's just like,
do as I say, don't do as I do, you little.
You can't win. And then there's stuff that's like, doesn't even make sense.
So you have like restriction on your phone. Like she says, like, put it up now.
She tries to.
Okay. Let me ask you this. At night, can the phone go to your room with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, see, we don't let that happen.
Gary, she's had an iPad for 14 days. Let's not be, like, righteous here.
She used to...
Hell, Abby eyeballs me when I'm on my phone.
We don't know what he's doing on that phone, Tabor.
No, but then she says, I'm texting people. It's different. I said, I'm doing the same thing. She said, but my stuff is important.
Like, oh, sorry, Amy.
She's ruined him. Oh, wait, it's my turn to ask a question. I'll put my phone down.
Gosh, Gary. These are good questions. I'm going to save these.
We're going to ask Charlie these questions later.
I'd like to ask her right now. She would change all kinds of rules.
What do you think you would need to do this week or this upcoming year, since it's the new year, to get your dream job in the future?
Work out a lot, because I want to be like in the NFL, but it's not going to happen. But what?
Start working out now.
You can be the next little Danny Woodhead or whatever his name was, little fella.
Name was Rex Burkhead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like this question.
So how about a real job?
Like a real job?
Yeah.
Think of like a.
He mentioned, we were just talking, he thought about teaching, but.
If I could be a gym teacher that makes a lot of money, that'd be. Like,
cause you're not going to make a lot of money.
Because the gym teacher says, like, today we're playing dodgeball, and they sit back and talk to the other gym teacher, and then that's all you do, like all day.
We'll let you shadow Matt Stokes.
Yeah, you, Matt Stokes, or Kim.
Cam Armstrong.
All right.
She's in elementary school. I would not be an elementary school PE teacher, though. You know that's like herding cats, them all together.
I'd be like a middle school PE teacher.
Yeah,
like,
that wouldn't be bad. You got to teach dance, though. Would you teach them to square dance?
I'd say make your own dance and everybody.
Make up your own dance. I like that.
I had to do that, though.
Like, you make up your own dance?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I mean, that's creative. That's such a cop-out. Your teacher just wanted free time to themselves. I just want you to know that.
Coach Mitchell.
When we assign something for the kids to do, make up your... We're just trying to do less work. It makes it look really creative, though. Okay. This is personal here. So what is the last thing you cried about?
Uh-oh.
Let's think.
Probably
I feel like it was Walking Dead.
When Glenn died.
Glenn.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of the last time I cried. I don't know of a distinguished moment I remember crying.
Probably when the Cowboys lost. You're a Cowboys fan, aren't
you? I'm being a fan.
Oh.
Well, I was a Cowboys fan like when I played for the Cowboys. Like,
yeah, you cried all year, man.
I hate Cowboys. Mm-mm. You're going to have to get kicked out.
I see.
Finally made it better. These build off each other, so they're hard to... There's not enough of them.
I went to the other list.
Did you go to the other list? Okay. Be ready. Come on now.
If someone you like asks you on a date...
Oh!
But...
Oh.
Your best friend had a crush on him. Would you do it?
See, my best friend's
Bros Chandler. Before hoes.
See, my best friend's Chandler. So I'd do it just to make him mad.
Oh, God. Boys are so different.
I'd go on a date with her. I wouldn't date her per se. I'd just do it to rub it in his face.
Mm. Boys are
savage mode.
Savage. So mean. And they do this
Take
to each
that,
other.
Chandler.
God, sorry, Chandler. Sorry about your luck.
He'd do it to you, though, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Would you ever be a foreign exchange student somewhere?
I thought about it. But like, okay, so there's on the intercom, it said you can go to Washington D.C. and be a foreign exchange student in Germany. But I was like, I always wanted to do it, but then I thought real hard about it for like a whole class period.
Like, I thought real hard for 46 minutes about it.
No, I was like, for real, I was like, Well, I don't have friends. Oh, I wouldn't have friends there, but I
could. And you wouldn't eat a damn thing over there.
And then I was thinking,
I thought they got good food.
I had to learn German. I don't even like learning Spanish.
I don't know.
So I said I had to pass on that one.
I'd go to Australia.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Heard the women are loose down there.
That's awful. You are horrible. Do you all have foreign exchange students at your school?
Oh, we did in middle school.
We have multiple.
Philip. I think his name was like Sung Bung Woo.
We have multiple. I don't have any this year. They're all seniors. One of my teacher friends is hosting.
Actually, yeah, we do. We have like two kids from Saudi Arabia. But really? I don't know if they're foreign exchange students.
Or they've moved in.
One has a husband. She's a freshman. She has a husband that works at MSU.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, she's like Muslim. I guess that's her religion. She's like 14. Islam? He's like 24.
Does he work or go to school there?
He works there.
Wow. I think. Couldn't do that. Okay. Gary, it's your turn.
All right. If you had to change places with one of your friends, who would it be and why?
My friend, this is kind of deep, my friend Evan, because he's going through a really hard time right now, and, like, the girl he lived, or he's, like, his mom moved in with this, there's no nice word to describe her. Her name's Chrissy, and she, like.
She's a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh!
And, like, no, like, I don't know, he doesn't watch this, he wouldn't get mad. Okay, so, she, like, hit him, like, and it was not even his relative. So, if I was Evan.
You'd hit her back.
I mean, I'd probably take away all the food. She's about 350.
Hey. And then, she ain't 380. She ain't a lady.
I swear, she's fat. And like, it's not even that, like, she's big boned. It's like, you look at her, like, it's one of those people, you're like, how do you live with yourself?
Oh, my God.
It's that bad.
Oh, just like that. Genetically, you became connected to Gary Knowles.
We are totally.
No,
we're related.
No, like.
He's got my blood running through him.
What? I mean, like, your heart is in the right place.
It's one of those people you see at Walmart. You're like, do you want me to go get one of those power chairs for you? You look like you're walking around.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to hot her ice cream.
I'm just saying, that's what I do.
That went off the rails. That was your heart's in the right place. This is deep, but.
It's going to throw your heart out, some fat bitch.
Gary.
What? I'm just saying.
It's the truth.
He can't cuss, but I can.
Oh, my gosh.
I really would, though.
Oh. Swear to God, I would. Come on, Abby.
I'm trying, okay. Oh, if you could add a person to your family, either famous or not famous, who would you add?
Let's see. Let's add somebody rich.
The Rock. Somebody who's to take care of us.
The Rock.
Yeah.
We'll add him because he works out. That's mm-hmm. good. No, I'll probably add Kevin Hart because he just make me laugh all day.
And you'd be taller than him.
Yeah.
And he'd be like your little.
Did you watch his movie? The new movie?
I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't either.
Which one?
Him and Dwayne Johnson. A little heart and a big Johnson.
Is that the name of the movie?
It's like the promo. It's Investigator, Intimidator.
See the CIA one?
Yeah. I can't remember. I don't remember names of anything ever.
Some of these are so stupid.
Well, they might make for good. I mean, if it gets too deep, Tabor will take it to a totally different place.
If you could change anything about your face, what would it be?
Oh.
I don't know. I'm not insecure about my face. I guess the only thing. I mean, I'm beautiful, so. Probably the only thing that's wrong with me is like these teeth. But I don't want braces because I don't care that much about them. But I guess if I had to change one thing, I'd change those.
Your teeth? I have weird teeth.
Yeah.
I would change Gary's eye, that tag on his eye. I'm going to get it cut off.
No, like, I was thinking the other day, I don't know why, I was just like, why don't you just pull that off? Like, just,
yeah,
like,
why don't you drop up? My whole fucking eyelid come off, and I had to wear a patch, and I'd be fucking a pirate. Calm down.
That was a...
Army mateys.
I think I just want to, like, when he's sleeping, take fingernail clippers to it.
It looks like it just, like, just pop right off.
It's barely hanging there.
I'm gonna go to the doctor. Yeah.
I watched Dr. Pimple Popper. She is.
Do you love Dr. Yep. Yes, it is the best.
It's like you see her video, you gotta watch it at least five times.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
That grosses me out.
I watch how they do those things. All they do is pull, take some scissors, and just cut it and then hold a little.
Does it bleed a little?
Yeah, they hold.
Let me do it.
You could do it at home if you want to.
No.
I'll get some.
They're professionals that go to school for this.
Take a razor blade to it.
Yeah, just some fingernail clippers. My whole
eyelid is connected to that thing.
We're not going to touch your eyelid, honey. All right. We're just going to pull it away from
you, honey.
Wow. That's a little much. What would you change?
About me?
Yeah.
I'm kind of like Tabor. I'm beautiful.
Mm. Perfect. Just, I mean.
I've got a lot of compliments about my eyes. You like my eyes.
Mm-hmm. They're my faves. You get a lot of compliments about them?
Mm-hmm.
Who else likes your eyes?
Just everybody.
I probably have blue eyes instead of green eyes. I don't know why.
Oh, green eyes are rare.
Yeah, rare. I'd go with green. I don't know. My eyes.
Let's go back to this. Who else be complimenting your eyes?
Well, girl at the Chinese restaurant.
Are you serious?
No. You said something about the other night. That's what came to my mind.
Inflated self of confidence. See that? I said something, so now everybody loves my eyes. Wow.
I would like a more distinguished jawline.
You have a beard. How does that work?
I would shave it, at least, you know. So.
Like a really pronounced jaw, like chin.
Like, nah, no.
Pull skin back.
Yeah, you pull it back and you just got that.
I want to get surgery on my eyelids. They're drooping.
I feel like this kind of droops, like this part.
Nobody can see what y'all are doing.
Pulling our eyelids down over. Them.
Like, where is our imperfections?
I want a little Botox, too. Just a little bit. Just a little smidge. That's all.
Kim was telling us that Botox could cure migraines.
Mm-hmm. I've read that somewhere.
Don't you have to get Botox, every 4 months or something like that?
I don't know.
It wears off.
It's like putting concrete in your skin.
Freezes, right. Gary has a very... Look, he doesn't worry at all. He has zero wrinkles on his forehead. Like, barely. Me, on the other hand, I'm a wreck. Total wreck. I want to pluck his eyebrows.
I don't have to worry about my forehead that much because my hair,
you got the bangs.
What's that haircut called?
I don't know.
I don't think...
Regular old boy haircut, basically, now. I don't know what it would have been like when you guys were in school.
Do you get the line?
No.
The part.
I get a permanent part, but it's not a line. It's just where this hair stays down and this hair. Well, I don't know. I'm
like mine.
Nobody can see.
I mean, yeah.
Kind of.
Yours is just longer than mine.
Do you call yours?
The scissor cut on the top and a two on the side.
A two on the side. Did they do your beard this time?
I did my beard the other day with my brand new beard trimmers.
I got you brand new beard trimmers. You really need that one thing. To tidy up that lawn right here.
It just grows back. It's not going to always not be shaved.
But if you took a straight razor to your face right there in that spot, it'd just make it look really nice lines.
You want a single TV where it permanently removes your hair or whatever?
Yeah, those little laser zappers. Brett Favre just was on the commercial on there.
Doing that?
Yeah. He's sticking up his nose.
Would you let me shave you?
No.
Do you shave down or up?
I'm down. Do you shave at all?
Not my face.
I don't want to know where else you shave it.
Your legs?
Yeah, I have my legs.
Might have to. Are we going to let Charlie shave her legs soon?
She's got armpit hair.
She does. I don't know what I'm going to do about that. I'm going to nair her pits.
Like, girls mature faster than guys do.
She's 8, Tabor.
Taylor's back here. He's 6. He's had
it's probably going to be curly, just like his head. Oh. The hair on his head.
I miss his hair.
Aw, his little curly head.
Listen, I was worried today. Status update. I've been going to the chiropractor this week. Thank you, Abby.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Charlie went and saw Rogue One. We talked about that last week. And in the
previews
was a commercial for the chiropractor, Dr. Chad. Shout out to
Faulkner Chiropractor.
Yeah, Faulkner Chiropractor, Mount Sterling.
Sponsors.
Yeah. So I went and did my consultation. Super nice guy.
He answered the phone I called him the Monday after Christmas just to see office hours and stuff. I didn't know if they'd be in or not. Facebook says they were open. He was just running into the office to grab some stuff, but he picks up the phone, talked to me for a solid 30 minutes.
Yeah.
To make an appointment for Gary.
Yeah. So I got... the first day I did my examination and we talked about my problems and it's just a stiff neck. I've had a constant stiff neck forever.
Gary has no flexibility.
Oh, that comes into play here shortly. So we talk about what, what my problem is, this and that. I got to go get some x-rays so he can look at my back and all that. But so he's just feeling my back, my neck. And the first night he pops it. I'm telling you, man, it was amazing. I felt 100 times better right then. I can feel the mobility in my neck right now. So I go get my x-rays. go back, and he pops my neck again and tells me what's wrong. I've got some arthritis in my back. I don't know if it's true or not. I believe him, though.
Bone spurs.
Yeah, like some spurs around my neck. And just some...
What? I don't even know what a bone spur is. I don't even know what that is.
Little, I guess little chips of bone where they've touched or something. I don't know.
I thought football players got bone spurs.
I don't have any. I don't know.
So, pops my neck again. Then he like lubes up with Biofreeze, which I assume is like an icy hot type.
Yeah. It's like an icy hot thing. It's better though.
Cool. Oh, yeah. It's way better. He starts going like through my back and I lay down and he takes it. He says, no, it sounds like a saw. And it does. It sounds like you just start up a chainsaw and hits this thing on my back. Just, bah, 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 just breaking all this stuff up in my back. And he pops my back a few times. So I come home and me and Abby are just sitting on the couch. Charlie stayed in Moorhead. We're just watching movies and my back is on fire. Mm-hmm. Like hot to the touch, fever crazy. And he said it had to do with like the muscle being close to the bone. He tried to explain it to me. I didn't pay no attention. But he put some rock tape on me today, which I don't know how long I'm supposed to keep it on there, but I already took it off. It lasted 4 or 5 hours. But and then I got on this machine that was like a massager, and then he put weights on my head. And I started on this thing that vibrated me for like 7 minutes. And it's crazy.
Do you feel better?
I don't know.
What do you mean? Yeah, you don't know?
My neck feels better. I don't know. But so I got to go 3 times a week, every week in January, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Wow. Just get cracked.
Just to get cracked.
I want to go. I want to hang upside down. I feel like it would help things.
What's that called? Traction?
I don't know. They make those tables on TV.
Yeah, I've seen this.
You just flip upside down?
Mm-hmm. I just feel like it would really help. Because I can pop my back when I do yoga, and I hang a certain way. In yoga, we do like a sun salutation. But then you...
Like waving at the sun?
Yeah, that's exactly what you do. You wait, like, peace out, wave up to sun. No, you just like hands up in a straight line, and then you go back down and you fold over. So in that fold over, you do this thing called a half lift where you kind of lift your body up, but then you have to release. And my back will pop when I do that.
Did you do yoga?
Last year, they tried to make us do poses for football.
So it's more
flexible. You're supposed to go home and do it. I did it one day, and I was like,
you got to do Pio, stupid. Though. Pio will kick your butt. There's a couple guys that work out in Pio with us. And they're like big weightlifters and runners.
Plyos. I don't know if that's the same thing. Probably is just lost in translation.
It's plyometrics.
It's like you jump up on yoga. Boxes.
I hate jumping on boxes.
Yeah,
it's like are awful. Sure. If I'd never have to jump on a box again, that was like the best when basketball was over. I didn't have to jump on any more boxes.
We jump on them every day.
People jump on them at the gym. I couldn't do it. There's no way I could get my big fat butt up on top of a box.
If you tried, you could. You can't because you say you can't.
Thank you.
Say you can, you can.
Thank you.
You think about that big picture of Abby back there?
I was looking at it.
You want that for your room?
Nope. Yeah. I can get you one. I'll autograph it for you, too.
I want a fat head.
Of that?
Yeah. There
you go. So I'm going to start giving out next Christmas.
That's funny.
Take that down to Good Shepherd. Get that printed up. That's what we should give. People poster-sized pictures of us signed.
I want a cardboard version of Uncle Gary I can set in the corner of my room.
Yes. For information.
Or inspiration.
Like PewDiePie, he's always got somebody behind him?
Yeah.
Is it Danny DeVito right now? I think it is.
I haven't been watching.
Oh, like cardboard cutouts of people?
Yeah. How'd you like to be that guy?
PewDiePie?
Yeah.
I was in the... Charlie and I went and had our nails done, our pedicures, and there was a kid sitting on the couch. He's probably... Well, Charlie said he went to school at her school, so he's first or second grade. And whatever video he was watching just kept screaming PewDiePie every 15 seconds.
PewDiePie.
Every 15 seconds. I was like, get that kid some headphones.
He's so rich.
He's like...
That's crazy.
They tried to estimate like how much he made. It was like something crazy. I forget. It's like...
Yeah.
That's insane to me.
And he also makes games, too. So yeah. He gets money from that.
Sells Brofist shirts.
What? What's that mean?
That's his thing, the Brofist. Ghost kisses his hand. That could have been us.
Could have been me.
Could have been you.
It's all about timing, I think.
For the to make it rich.
Yeah, for stuff like that. Just being consistent.
So what do you think is popular right now? I mean, look at like the guys of Jackass back when we were, I mean, nobody was doing that.
Right.
And they were doing skits and stunts and like skateboard stunts were kind of popular. Skateboarding was popular, but they took it to this next level of just doing general
stupidity
stunts and, you know.
I feel like the big thing that's hot right now is like roasting kind of.
Just making fun of people?
Yeah, because you had Leafy was here.
Is he still popular?
He's kind of relevant now. He had his like 2 months of.
He's irrelevant now?
I mean, I say people still watch him, but I haven't watched him forever.
Did you watch Scares?
I watched Drama Alert.
I was doing Drama Alert last night. Let's get right into the news.
I gotta show you this video after him. It's like before he was like famous. It's like on Block TV with my hands up. And then you heard about what?
So is he just insulting people?
Drama Alert is just like YouTube drama. Like
it's basically a news channel for YouTube.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. There's a couple big ones.
Okay, so it's kind of like the talk soup of.
Yes.
Interesting.
Wow. And it blew up this year. Like it went crazy. Yeah. People love that shit.
Really?
Yeah. Any personal information they can get on these guys,
it's like if there's barely anything going on.
Yeah.
It's like gossip. It's just straight up gossip.
Like I've seen some of those videos where they get into like a car wreck and they'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Just anything. Anything.
You watch Zoe Berger?
I watched it from Rice Game because I knew who she was, so I watched a little bit of her.
Yeah. She was on Twitch. She got banned. She basically twerks and just sits in a bikini for money.
Basically for, like, horny kids.
Yeah. Throw money.
Seriously?
At her. Yeah. And she was going to...
How old is she?
She's in her 20s.
Well, she put her nudes out because she got 1 million.
Nuh-uh. That's just insane.
It's on Twitter.
That's crazy. What's her name?
Zoe Berger.
This is a thing.
That's a thing.
Zoie, and then you'll
find
it.
Mm-hmm. God.
But, so.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know where you can go from there. I really don't. Like, it's going to become Hunger Games. Like, you're going to watch people
kill each other.
That's where, I mean, is that where
I'm
we
down
go?
For it.
No, it's you're not. The Stop it.
That Sam Pepper's guy made a prank of, he had his friend, or he kidnapped his friend and then pretended to kill a guy, like shot a gun, like with a blank, and pretended to kill the guy beside him and was threatening to kill him. Like, it was like.
It was just good. To, like, get his reaction.
Yeah, he said it's all just a prank. Like, that's God. Like.
It's a prank, bro. One of those guys is going to get killed.
A little too
but
far.
Some of them are so staged now, just for, you know, but somebody's going to get hurt doing that stuff.
I just want to watch my little 7-second vines of the kid opening up the avocado. It's an avocado. Thanks.
If you want to watch the most random videos, watch How To Basic.
How To Basic?
I think so. Yeah. And you like cooking videos?
Yeah.
That's it?
It's not cooking.
It's not.
It's like how to make McDonald's french fries. He just throws stuff everywhere.
Just,
and
just destroys his kitchen.
Like, I don't know. He has to hire like people to clean up after his mess.
It's,
like,
it's messy.
He like throws fish in the toilet, brings it out, throws it, hits it like on stuff. And
that's entertainment.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can't get into it. I try.
I used to watch Epic Mealtime. You watch that? Mm.
Are those the guys? We've watched those.
Yeah.
And they just cook rando, crazy.
Like.
Is that the guy that put like bacon on everything?
Bacon, yeah.
The fattest of fat things.
Yeah.
I can get into that.
They did like the lasagna with the burgers. And oh, God. It would probably taste so
good. They did the fast food lasagna.
Yeah.
That was it. Yeah. That's the one we watched. I don't know. I just can't.
He was in one of Kevin Smith's movies, the main guy from
everything. Was he?
Yeah. The last one, Yoga Hosers.
That is so stupid.
Did you watch it?
No, it just looks dumb. I can't.
It is dumb. I sat through it.
You persevered.
Yeah. Are there any movies like, I can think of back when I was your age. It's when like Tommy Boy and like Adam Sandler movies were real popular. What's like?
Silly, stupid movies.
Like a movie that's like absolutely like.
Like everybody goes and sees it.
Oh, I don't know.
Silly.
I don't know if this is what you're asking, but there's a movie called Rubber. It's like you have to force yourself to watch it. It's about a tire that kills people.
No way.
No, I'm talking about like something that everybody have to go to in the theater. Like must.
Like everybody quotes it constantly. Yeah. I don't think that happens anymore.
Killing Me Smalls like that.
That's older
movies, but
that's The Sandlot.
I don't think it happens. I don't think there is that.
There's not like that movie that's like, I guess Hunger Games was big when it came out, and Allegiant and all that stuff. I get the trilogy.
Like, does everybody rush to go see the new Star Wars or the Marvel movies?
Not really so much Marvel movies, but.
Because I can get into that.
Star Wars is big. I like Marvel movies.
I got a date with somebody's wife to go to one of those movies. It's not my wife.
I don't know, I like Transformers, but I don't know if they're making any.
You did
listen, you little son, bitch, you scared to death first time.
I was like six, and it came into the junkyard, and I was like,
we were in, surround sound was just like the thing then, and it was weird sounding.
I got kicked out.
We persevered.
Was it you? Who did we take to Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? That was Charlie. No. Somebody got scared at that one.
I don't know.
Remember, I think it was just me and you, and we went and watched Narnia or something like that.
Yeah. That's it. It's Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah. What was that?
Oh, I didn't know.
We went to the... I think you took Tabe to drive in. I wasn't there that time, though.
We used to drive in all the time.
Yeah.
We watched the...
Saw some Transformers there once.
Yeah.
I don't like the Transformers. There's
an action movie, I forget what it's called. It's like...
Watch G.I. Joe there?
Yeah, that was it.
That was good. Who are you texting?
No, don't worry about it.
You would be on me.
I would. Kim's in at the game. I'm just getting...
What game?
Well, she's not at the game. She's in Jacksonville right now. Right. So. Just getting the scoop. What's going on?
What's going on? Share.
She is borrowing.
We just found a note. It's like, okay. We just found a note in class. You have to read it out loud.
She is borrowing her little sister Carmen's Kate Spade purse. And Carmen is freaking out that Kim is going to spill stuff on it. So every time Kim gets a drink, she's taking a picture of herself with the drink and the Kate Spade purse and sending them to Carmen just to piss her off.
Savage.
Yeah. Yep. I kind of wish I had a... It'd be great to have a...
Way younger, little
younger sibling, just to like now that you have like perspective and you know how things are so serious, especially to girls, just a torture.
Ronda Rousey gonna win tonight?
I don't watch so much UFC. I hope she does, but the other girl looked kind of scary.
Who's she for?
Amanda Nunes.
What do you think?
I think Amanda Nunes is gonna win.
Really?
Mm. I think my boy Cody Garbrandt's gonna lose.
Oh,
I think Dominic Cruz got in his head way too much talking about his girlfriend and stuff. He got mad.
Really?
Cruz is a master at, like, mental mind games. He can, so, I'm excited. David and Juan are coming tonight, so we might be cutting some more podcasts out. We've talked about doing Close Enough with David.
Yeah. Juan's here.
All night. Yeah. Juan, we offered, last time Juan was here to do one.
I heard on the podcast you said Juan was here and he didn't want to do it.
Yeah. Thanks, Juan.
I got a text.
I got to go pick up a, what's that thing called? Air mattress for somebody to sleep on. I do not want Charlie sleeping in our bed. We just don't have a lot of space here. Somebody stays. Somebody's going to sleep on the floor. Or they can snuggle on the couch, boys. See, Tabe, this is what I live with. He stays on that phone.
Oh,
texting. Talking, chatting. It's awful.
Somebody's wanting a Carfax.
Are your teachers really hardcore about phones in class?
Some are, but some aren't. Some just say, like Mr. Walter says, he says, you're allowed to get on your phone, but if you get an F, it's not my fault.
Well, if you get an F, it's not my fault.
Yeah.
There you go.
If it says, teacher asks why you got an F, I'll say, why does he on his phone so much?
Yeah.
That works. And I don't allow that.
You make good grades?
Yeah. I have a C in math. That's like Marshall. Because Miss Plank's just like.
Don't you blame the teacher now.
You got to step the game up.
It's like, she's like monotone. It's like, today, guys, we're going to be learning about.
Are you, okay, sophomore year, so are you in geometry right now?
I love geometry.
I was good at geometry.
Well, I can do algebra, like, fine, but geometry's like, you have to calculate the shapes and
the angles and that.
Too much stuff
going on. That I could do. That made sense to me, but I'm very spatial, so. Algebra made sense to me.
You're something.
It was awful. I think I didn't have a good Algebra 1 base, so.
I'd like to hear Tabor do a podcast with his friends.
It would be.
Teenagers?
Just teenagers, yeah.
I don't know how it would be. We either talk about football a lot or just get like.
You'd insult each other.
We would. And then.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would get mad, but it'd be funny. For
people that
nobody know. That you would be doing it with get mad, it'd be the people listening that would get mad. I feel like that's the thing.
Because, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like, I don't know. The stuff I'd say, like, when my friends would probably make you guys upset. I don't like saying, like.
Would make us upset?
I don't know. Probably you. I don't know if she's, like, one of the weird people. Like, if you call somebody gay, she's like,
no.
That's not gay.
Yeah, you can do better with it. I think, just find a more intelligent insult than that. That's like that stuff.
Like, if I call somebody like an autistic retard or something like
that. That's pretty offensive. Yeah. That I'm going to have to go with no. Ooh. Never mind. Sorry.
It's snow in the forecast?
Snow in the forecast. Sorry. Yep. Ooh.
How was snow's Tuesday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, kids. I need that Thursday, Friday to be legit.
It's Friday already.
No. This is next Thursday, Friday. I'm going to have to go to school on Monday. I'm going to deal with it.
Why are we off school?
You all voted to do that.
I didn't vote.
Well, your county, your school board voted for that. We did not.
We need to vote for more stuff then.
Yeah, they need to open up the ballots.
Something. It's a federally observed holiday or whatever.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what they said.
Was this, yeah, because I'm off Monday.
What are you going to do?
Go to the gym.
Oh, there you go.
Not in the morning, though, probably like noon.
Shoot.
Wait for all the people to get all the New Year's resolutioners to.
And, you know, I know people complain about that.
I'm all for it. Listen,
If that's what it takes, and that's, like, people that are in the gym right now. I hate you for it. Like,
Tabor, why'd you do that?
You blame Tabor.
Yeah.
But if people are going to the gym and you've been consistent, don't be so self-righteous.
Yeah.
That you can't support somebody coming to the gym at New Year's. Screw you if you think you're that.
You know who likes it the best? People that own the gym.
Right. Well, yeah, but there's just some people who are like, oh, here comes the New Year's resolutioners. Get over yourself. You don't own the gym. You're not awesome. Like, be happy for them. I hate that attitude that, what, you've been exercising a year longer. You probably started at New Year's, you jerk.
Anything you want to tell the people before we go?
No.
Anything you want them to know about Tabor Dwayne Wright?
Like, basically, I'm a role model to everybody because I'm just that good.
He's a role model. Listen, he's so 15.
My teacher sent a postcard to my mom, said I was a good role model. So
really?
Mr. Piercy, my English teacher.
We get paid to do that. I'm just kidding. We don't. I'm just teasing you.
She had a quota to meet.
No, I'm kidding.
She's like,
no,
I'll start with the A, then I'll get to the W.
No, that's good. Did it compliment? Did you do something nice in class?
No, I guess I just. I don't know. I answer questions about the book that we read.
There you go. What are y'all reading?
Lord of the Flies still.
It's my favorite.
There's too much symbolism. I get confused.
Too much symbolism.
We're going to break that down tonight. I'll get you through it.
We're not going to break that down tonight.
You explain it to Nana's. Like,
I will. It's the religious. Yeah. Well, you can either take it the
we're not
political.
Breaking it down. We're not breaking down Lord of the Flies.
You didn't read it, so hush. You got kicked out of class while we were reading Lord of the Flies.
Well, how did you get kicked out?
I said necrophiliac.
And none of us knew what it meant.
Doesn't that mean like where you want to have sex with dead people?
Yeah. My teacher knew it. My substitute teacher knew what it meant.
Well, my friend Chandler put OG Mudbone in his PowerPoint.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Oh, God. We're going to break out a classic movie before the guys get here. What should we watch?
What do you mean classic? Where do you want to go with this?
I'm thinking maybe Tabor needs to watch Pulp Fiction.
Have you watched Friday?
Maybe. I think I've seen bits and pieces of it.
I think Friday.
I don't think it's on Netflix.
I think it is. Friday 2 is.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's
I know. But I'm pretty sure Friday is.
We'll find out.
We got it on Amazon.
Why didn't they just name it Saturday?
Because it's about Friday.
I know Friday 2.
You ain't got a job.
Yeah. Actually, it's next Friday. Oh. And then the third one's Friday after next.
I don't want to watch Pulp Fiction again.
Well, you can clean.
Pulp Fiction, no.
What? Know your place.
Did you just smoke some crack?
Yeah, I did, actually.
I think so. I'm not down with... I don't know. Pulp Fiction, I don't think, would...
Why?
I don't know. It's just the change of plot so quickly would be weird to get into.
We ain't watching it for the story. We're watching it for the good quotes and the action.
I'm going to go with no.
About Clerks. That's it. That's going to be the one. Have you seen Clerks?
Mm.
I was probably about your age when I saw Clerks.
What was it about?
Clerks.
At a store, at a gas station.
Black and white. Goodbye.
Bye.
It's been real.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.